Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Everybody's got a story. We go around the horn and it's four voices you don't always hear at this time of the day on this station. So we'll give it our best go. Carm, what do you got for us here today, buddy?
All right, John. So, I don't know if you were there at the United Center in spirit, at least, when Giannis Antetokounmpo ran down the court and dunked it after the game was over on Saturday night.
No, I was not. I didn't hear anything about this.
Yeah, so Giannis, you know, I don't know why he was mad at the Bulls, but...
this is after the game ended.
So, well, it was like the game's over. You know, you're dribbling out the clock. It's 110-103, and Giannis just takes the ball from his end of the court, runs down to the other end, and throws it down with authority. And
still in regulation time, though, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And so then Nikola Vucevic got all upset and kind of accosted him, and Kobe White said, quote, he shouldn't have dunked the ball. It's disrespectful to the game. Yeah. I told him, bro, you're better than that. The game is over with. Why do you got to do that? It's a respect thing. So, and then Antetokounmpo said, we're 11th in the East. We got to keep fighting to find an identity. So he wants to, and if that's to be get a little scrappy at the end, so be it. We're not champs. Why should we play the clock out and have respect and fair play? We're fighting for our lives right now. So I just think in the holiday spirit, this is not very holiday, but I kind of enjoy a little holiday fight here, John.
I do too. And I don't see anything particularly wrong with it, to be perfectly honest. I mean, it's a basketball play in regulation time. I don't think 2 points is some sort of like, you know, like a coach doing a Hail Mary when they're up 50 points, right? Where clearly that's not needed or necessary. It's a dunk. You're going down. You're trying to be flashy. Maybe motivate your teammates to have a little edge in the next game. I don't think it's that disrespectful.
Creating an identity. This is, it's a high level competitor. The Bulls didn't like it. They're back at it tonight. We'll see if they have a little fight. By the way, it's just kind of amazing to me. Why does anybody ever mad at the Bulls? Because they're really very sweet. They don't really play a whole lot of defense. They let you run around, do whatever you want. Like, I was like,
many gifts they're giving.
Yeah, what are you mad at? Like, you know,
like the Bears last night on defense?
No, that's good. That's good game. You know, but the Bulls, even in addition to the thing, you know, they got T-shirts falling down from the...
Oh, yeah, on parachutes.
Right.
Yeah, Benny is great.
Right.
Super kind. Give you some free popcorn.
Yeah, I can't stand Benny, but,
Wow.
We can do that another time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know him, but know the whole popcorn thing. I just don't get it. Like, do I want to go to a game and have popcorn dumped on me? I don't understand that one, John.
I hear you. I just, for the last thing about the dunk, I just in general don't like unwritten rules of sports on the whole. So for me, anytime there's someone who kind of does something that is unwritten, not supposed to do, I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the unwritten rule of like plunking someone after they plunked your... I hate that. It's so stupid. So anything that breaks the unwritten rules, I'm all about.
Yeah, who created these things anyway?
No one. They're unwritten. No one wrote them down.
Right.
If they were good, they would have written.
Right. Well, there you go.
Gabe, what do you got for me, my friend?
So apparently a truck carrying $400,000 worth of live lobster, some of which apparently was supposed to head here to Illinois, was stolen. It was coming from Massachusetts, and somehow the entire truck got stolen.
Yeah.
And what I'd like to know is, unless you're throwing a very expensive dinner party, who's stealing $400,000 worth of lobster?
I don't know. John was kind of talking about this earlier, about how this has become an increasing problem where kind of like one truck makes the initial pickup, and then it's these subcontracted trucks that someone has like almost stolen the identity of that. Like they have fake IDs, fake everything. They get the manifest somehow digitally where they know what's going to be picked up and where it's supposed to be picked up.
Sounds like something you see in a movie.
Right. I think it's a good one. But yeah, where are you going with these lobsters? Are you going to buy some black market lobster?
I mean, hey, if you want to drop off a lobster at my house for New Year's, I'll take one.
Well,
sure.
There you go. Well,
that's a lot of money worth of lobster.
Lobster. Yeah. And you got to move that thing correctly too. That can't just be any old truck.
And that's not to mention that seafood goes bad pretty fast.
It does. I know Carm once bought lobster off of Craigslist. Carm, you still doing that these days, or you eased off that?
I do love a good Craigslist deal, and lobster wherever you can find it. Not an easy product. So, but no, I'm not doing that lately, John. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad you rectified that. Mike Priest, what do you got for us today?
He's moved on to buying shrimp on eBay.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, I was listening to you and John Williams in the crossover a couple hours ago, John. You were talking about CTA and kind of, you know, its maintenance, its upkeep issues. It's not really a safety issue. It's an upkeep issue. And, you know, we're getting ready for the new year with traffic and everything. And one of the big things that's coming up is next week, January 5th, they're going to close the Staten Lake L station in the loop and completely rebuild it.
Oh, wow.
Now it's closing next week. It's not reopening until 2029.
Ooh, that seems like forever from now.
Yeah, yeah, that does seem that's like forever. Big, especially
that's all the lines except for the red, right?
Yeah, it's the green, the orange, the pink, the brown, and the purple express when it comes through the loop. So you've got Staten Lake, you've got Clark and Lake right next to it, but that's already packed already. And, you know, Staten Lake, it's really due for a redo. And I was looking back on this project and how it started. So Rahm Emanuel actually announced in 2017 that the city had gotten a $56 million federal grant to fund that station, and the project would cost $75 million plus, because that's about what it took to rebuild Washington and Wabash when they made that big reconstruction project a few years ago. Then they unveiled the design in 2021, and they said, well, actually, it's going to cost $180 million.
So more than double.
Right. Now, here we are. It's going to start January 2026. They signed a contract at the start of the year for $444 million.
How?
So that was done in January of 2025. At the end of January 2025, Dorval Carter resigned from CTA, and this was his lovely parting gift to us. I would love to get granular on this contract and see where this money is going, because to go from $75 million for a project to $444 million in 8 years' time tells me either you didn't calculate this right at the outset, or boy, there are some pockets getting lined up and down the line.
Yeah. Mary Vandeveld does stories about food. Mike Priest bringing the real hard data here. He wants to know. I do too. That is a good, worthy story. We're going to have to look into that, Mike Priest, okay? We'll do that for you. How about that?
All right. I'll have food for you tomorrow.
You can bring whatever. I think that's astonishing. $56 million in 2017 when it was announced, to $444 million 9 years later. I have an inflation calculator bookmarked on my computer for Your Money Matters, and I don't have it right here, but I can tell you that that does not line up with inflation. Okay, everyone had a story. Those were some good ones. We'll give you more stories. The news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next.